News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A farmer can be less educated and simple, but he's sensible, said Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar on Sunday as he accused Congress and Communist parties of playing a major role in instigating farmers. The CM's statement came hours after protesting crop growers vandalized the venue of a Kisan Mahapanchayat program at Kaimla village in Karnal, where he was to address people to highlight the benefits of the center's 3 agriculture laws. Today's incident gave a message to people bigger than what I had intended to give. These people have defamed the farmers. Because a farmer doesn't have such a nature. A farmer can be less educated or simple, but he's sensible. I think Congress and Communist parties have a major role behind these agitations. They are getting exposed, Khattar said. The Haryana police used water cannons and lobbed tear gas shells to prevent the farmers from marching towards the village. The farmers, however, reached the venue and damaged the makeshift helipad where Khattar's chopper was to land despite elaborate security arrangements made by the police. They later took control of the helipad and squatted on it. Some protesters also uprooted the tiles of the helipad. The farmers disrupted the Kisan Mahapanchayat program by damaging the stage and breaking chairs, tables and flower pots at the venue. In the melee, stones were also pelted as police personnel ran for cover. Angry farmers, mainly comprising youths, damaged the stage, tent and speakers at the venue. They also tore BJP hoardings and uprooted banners in the presence of policemen. Under the banner of Bharatiya Kisan Union, Charuni, farmers who have been demanding that the laws be repealed had earlier announced to oppose the Kisan Mahapanchayat. Haryana ministers Kanwar Pal Gujjar, Krishan Lal Pawar, Colonel MP Sanjay Bhatia and Gharonda MLA Harvinder Kalyan were part of the program before the agitating farmers took control of the venue. The program was cancelled due to an unruly act by farmers at the behest of BKU leader Gurnam Singh Charuni, BJP leader Raman Malik said. Police had made elaborate security arrangements for the Chief Minister's visit to the village where he was to speak to people to highlight the benefits of the new farm laws. Director General of Police Crime, Muhammad Akil, was also present at the spot. Ahead of crucial Nepal-India foreign minister-level talks that are likely to focus on seeking long-term solution of the boundary dispute, Nepal's Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli on Sunday said they will retrieve the Nepali territories of Kalapani, Limpi Adhura and Lipulake, which have long been occupied by India. Addressing the National Assembly, he said that one of the prime items on the agenda of Foreign Minister Pradeep Gyawali on his India visit is the boundary dispute. Gyawali is visiting India on January 14 at the invitation of his Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar to participate in the 6th Nepal-India Joint Commission meeting at the foreign minister level. As per the Sugauli Treaty, Kalapani, Limpi Adhura and Lipulake are located east of the Mahakali River and belong to Nepal, Oli said. We will hold diplomatic talks with India and our foreign minister is also going to India, he said. Today we are facing difficulties to get back our land because Nepali rulers never made efforts to reclaim Nepali territories after Indian military forces started to station there following the India-China War in 1962. After the India-China War, an Indian Army battalion is stationed in Kalapani that Nepal has been claiming as its territory, he said. According to Oli, a notable initiative was made to solve problems in the relations with India by holding comprehensive dialogue. Some had said the relations with India would be strained when a new map was issued by incorporating Limpi Adhura, Lipulake and Kalapani as Nepali land, but it did not happen. Now the discussion with India is held on the basis of friendship. Nepali land will be retrieved at any cost, he stressed, while addressing the 7th session of the parliament. He also said that ties with China are developing in a positive way. Oli said that road connection with China is improving. A new tunnel to connect Nepal and the Tibetan Autonomous Region of China is underway, and we are fairly doing well to improve ties with both neighbors, India and China, he said. Orly, who rose on a nationalist plank in 2016 after India imposed a blockade, got over 63% vote in the 2017 elections. After not getting enough support from his Nepal Communist Party, he dissolved the House of Representatives on December 20 and recommended snap polls be held on April 30 and May 10. But his decision to dissolve the House and hold fresh polls has been challenged in the Supreme Court, and the hearing is going on. US President Donald Trump enters the last days of his presidency isolated and shunned by former allies and members of his own party, as he faces a second impeachment and growing calls for his resignation after his supporters launched an assault on the nation's capital in an effort to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. Cut off from the social media channels that have been the lifeblood of his presidency, Trump will nonetheless try to go on offense in his last 10 days with no plans of resigning. Instead, Trump is planning to lash out against the companies that have now denied him his Twitter and Facebook bullhorns, and aides hope he will spend his last days trying to trumpet his policy accomplishments, beginning with a trip to Alamo, Texas on Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. Trump's decision to travel to Alamo, named after the San Antonio mission, where a small group of Texans fighting for independence against the Mexican government were defeated after a 13-day siege, served as a symbol of his defiance as he faces the most volatile end of any presidency in modern history. Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. A second Republican senator, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, on Sunday called for Trump's resignation after Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska told the Anchorage Daily News, "I want him out." It was a stunning reversal for a man who had once been considered the leading contender for his party's nomination in 2024 and could now be stripped of his ability to run for a second term. A new ABC News Ipsos poll released on Sunday found that over half of Americans, 56%, believe that Trump should be removed from office before his term ends, and two-thirds of respondents, 67%, said he deserves a good amount or a great deal of blame for the rioting last week. Trump had delivered a speech to his supporters in which he repeatedly said the election was being stolen and urged them to fight before they rushed the Capitol as lawmakers were in the process of certifying Biden's wins. The violent crowd forced its way inside, ransacked the building and sent terrified staff and lawmakers, including the vice president, into hiding. Five, including a Capitol Police officer, died. Rattled by the violent insurrection and images of MAGA loyalists hunting for them in the Capitol's hallways, House Democrats moved quickly toward a second impeachment this week, though Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell has said a trial in his chamber would not begin before Biden takes office. While people close to Trump said they would certainly prefer he not become the only president in the nation's history to be impeached a second time, Jason Miller, a close advisor, noted that Trump's popularity rose after his first impeachment trial, and he argued that if they moved forward, Democrats risk turning public sentiment against them and impeding Biden's agenda by continuing to focus on Trump even after he has left the White House. India pacer Mohammad Siraj was called a brown dog and big monkey in a series of racist slurs hurled by a group of Australian spectators who were ejected from the Sydney cricket ground during the third test on Sunday, a BCCI official has alleged. Siraj and his senior teammate Jasprit Bumrah were also subjected to racist slurs on Saturday, something that the Indian team management officially reported to ICC match referee David Boone. Siraj was referred to as brown dog and big monkey, both of which are racist slurs. The matter was immediately brought to the notice of on-field umpires. They were constantly abusing Bumrah, to a BCCI source told PTI, on conditions of anonymity. On Sunday, during the 86th over of the Australian second inning, Siraj was seen walking from his position in the deep and talking to the square leg umpire. before the state umpire and other senior players joined the discussion. Play was halted for close to 10 minutes before stadium security, as well as New South Wales police, checked into the relevant stand from where the nasty comments were being hurled at. After speaking to the spectators in the adjoining area, the police evicted 6 supporters who are currently in the custody of New South Wales police. It is learned that on Saturday, the Indian team brought the matter to the notice of match officials only after the third day's play ended, and by then the mischief mongers had fled the stadium. Actually, the players didn't want to lose focus during the proceedings and decided that the matter would be reported only after the day's play was over. However, umpires have told us that moment anything of that nature happens, the players should report immediately, the source added. Cricket Australia has promised the strongest action against the offenders and also unreservedly apologized to the visiting team. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.